News in brief. Leaders of the Group of 20 have discussed the crisis in Syria outside the Russian city of St. Petersburg. The G20 summit is largely being overshadowed by the possibility of a US attack on Syria. World leaders attending the meeting remain divided over calls for a military assault on Syria. New video from Syria shows foreign-backed insurgents killing seven Syrian soldiers execution style. The video was shot in April and released by the New York Times. It was recently smuggled out of Syria by a former insurgent who quit the militant movement and fled the country because of such cold-blooded murders. Egyptian Interior Minister Mohamed Ebrahim has survived an assassination attempt in which a bomb attack targeted his convoy in Cairo. The blast occurred near Ibrahim's home in Nasr City. More than 20 people were injured. No group has yet claimed responsibility. The US government has called for the dismissal of a legal appeal by hunger-striking detainees at Guantanamo Bay, calling for a ban on the practice of force-feeding. Official filings show a hearing has been scheduled at the Court of Appeal in Washington, D.C. on the 1st of October. Sixty people have been injured in a collision of over 100 vehicles in the south of England. The cars crashed in heavy fog on a bridge on a motorway in the county of Kent that heads to London. Six of the injured are in serious condition. Peruvian President Ollanta Humala has toured villages near the Obinas volcano. Local officials declared a state of yellow alert following separate eruptions this week. The eruptions covered Obinas in thick ash and smoke. The volcano is located in the Mucuegua region, southeast of the capital, Lima. Severe flooding has displaced thousands of people so far this year in northern Niger. Heavy rainfall since the start of August in drought-prone Niger have killed at least 20 people. State officials have declared a state of emergency in flood-stricken areas. And there's been a cabinet reshuffle by Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. The president has replaced the heads of Interior, Energy, Justice, Agriculture and Environment ministries over a low public approval. Santos is aiming to strengthen his administration ahead of the presidential election next year.